business this evening. Request for extension of time for Bayless Estates Subdivision Phase 2. This is subdivision 2017-1.
Chairman, if I can assist, we have received a letter requesting a six-month extension to Bayless Estates Phase 2, which would expire in May 2020. So, and the request is to accommodate minor adjustments within design as outlined in the letter before the commission. So this is a six-month extension. So.
And they actually came and asked before.
In advance.
Yeah, right, or not.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's worth some consideration. Normally, they wait till it's like been a year, and then they go, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or right on the eve.
Yeah, actually, that subdivision's been around for a while.
Bayless Estates.
This is a later phase, I guess, because I seem to remember it might have been in the blanket extension that was created in the bad old days when everything was crashing. So, I mean, I don't have an issue with it. I'm fine. Everybody else is.
Yeah. And they do reference, you know, that they've been doing some design work dealing with off-site stormwater and drainage.
Right. You want a motion? We want a motion or what?
Yeah, you do need a motion for that extension.
I make a motion to approve their request.
For 6 months.
Yeah.
6 months. Yeah. Second.
So moved and seconded to grant a six-month extension of time for Bayless Estates Subdivision Phase 2, Subdivision 2017-1. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda. Oh, no, we've got to go back and do our public hearing. I'm sorry. All overdone. I was trying.
Vince is going to get it.
There you go.
All right, our first public hearing was subdivision 2019-31, Arturo Granados Gonzalez.
Defer?
Yeah, we need to defer on this one.
Yeah, I make a motion to defer for proof of septic.
A second.
Move second to defer action on subdivision 2019-31, Arturo Granado Gonzalez. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2211, Indian River School District.
Mr. Chairman, regarding CU 2211, Indian River School District, I move to defer for further consideration.
Second.
The movement seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2211, Indian River School District. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that completes our agenda for the evening. Does anyone have anything for the good of the order?
One thing, I won't be there next meeting. Ian's got his conference basketball tournament that weekend, so.
Oh, great. Thanks. Congratulations.
Okay. All right. I have one comment. I really appreciate how staff broke the cases up on the online packet.
Mm. There you go.
That is very nice. Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was not as difficult as we thought it might be. So.
It's very nice. You know, so we're through the whole thing.
Yeah. Can you give us a little insight on what the coming agendas are going to look like? Are we going to be going through a sort of a light period here? Or?
So at the moment, we've had a number of items move various dates for administrative reasons. Moving forward, there is a March 12th Planning and Zoning Commission. There is what looks to be a request for a consolidated hearing for five applications, which could theoretically be heard as one large public hearing, but with independent decisions, to which there could be quite a bit of interest in those. So the aim is with March 12th to have a limited number of applications in case we get a lot of people wishing to speak. Moving into March 26th, we have two commissioners potentially not available for that meeting, and we could have five items, but they're smaller applications. So the aim is to step back up to about four or five public hearings.
Okay.
So it's right now things are relatively quiet. So.
And the February 27th meeting is?
At this moment in time, there will be one public hearing on that due to two applications having to be moved back. So,
So
that will not be at that meeting.
Right. You will not be here on the 27th?
No.
Okay. And both of you are out on the 26th, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of March, yeah. If you could keep the 26th light, I mean, listen, I know we have got to do what we got to do. And guys, if you put on your calendar to not be sick or out of town, I'd appreciate it.
Sorry, it's still that way for me with back to back.
No, that's all right. That's the way I listen. That's everybody's got things to do. So, all right. Anything else to go to the order? If not, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.
Outstanding.